1995. Thank you, Commander.
When the green ants are disturbed, you see, they stay underground and they basically hibernate. And so years and years, decades, centuries can go by that no one sees the green ants. And yet tradition says there were the green ants. And through all of this upheaval of the outback areas where the Aborigines spent their time and lived their lives in Australia, they woke up those green ants, and they're both vicious. And it just, the things that were happening, the Aborigines knew, and the calendars changed, and dream time was over. Now, the hoodlums that are so intent and work for the evil, for adversary, knows all this history. It's just you who doesn't know. Now, don't think for one minute that Jason Brent knows all this history, because he doesn't. I don't care what society he belongs to. He doesn't know anything. But the ones, it's like Freemasonry, the ones who originated and orchestrated and built what would come to consume the world knew exactly what they were doing. They were getting their instructions directly. And it's worked. And you will notice that very many of these programs that they have going, Dreamland comes directly from Dreamtime. And, of course, the Phoenix Project gets spread around all over everywhere, from Montauk to Vietnam. You will find that the adversary will always take the goodly terms, make them his own, and it confuses you. Well, they call that the Phoenix Project. Now, which is the real Phoenix Project? Will the real commander stand up? Well, they can produce a real commander, can't they? He may look very much like Bo Greitz. Bo Greitz was involved in the Phoenix Project in Vietnam. It's also called the Monarch Project. It's also called the Montauk Rainbow Project, and it's all mind control. And you see, your only hope of surviving against the mind control that is now loosed on you is your frequency association with God and light. You've got to keep your shield around you. They cannot touch you with it as long as you keep yourself bundled up in it. They're going to drive humanity insane if there's anything left sane. But I would like to begin to feature this tape. There's some others. I really want to get down. We are down to the hard strokes, friends. It's time to pull the team together that knows what they're talking about. And they're not even sure they know. And that's when they passed over the boundaries into truth. Is recognizing all the clues around. Jordan's got them all. From the pentagrams on the Jewish synagogue. To the fascist sign that hangs on the wall. Two of them. Massive fascist axes. Hatchets. The very symbol of Nazi fascism hangs on your congressional right up over where your president would stand. Humongous. Along with the flags with the gold fringe, which means you are at war and under martial law. And yet you are not going to be able to have the population listen to some space commander, because there's going to be total ridicule about, it's going to be less. Very, very soon it's going to be less. But you need some alternatives. The people in this room need alternatives. They try to take the contact out there or the journals, and they will not even be received. You are crazy, out of your mind, this could not be going on. And anybody with a sane mind says, how can you not see it? And it's you in human form who are going to have to do this. And we have now built a voice, a carrier. And it's a sorting tool. All of those nice patriots out there who want to form their militias and go to war did not certainly want to join with Contact to get news out. Because I say you're going to get yourself killed. You think you got an Uzi? They got particle phasers. And they're going to put some of those tools in the hands of those little gang members in Los Angeles, the Bloods and the Crips. They're training them. They're training them right in Sacramento as we speak. They will go door to door, and their payment for this little job is they get to carry these big guns. They get to come to your house, take all of your guns, all of your reserve supplies, and whatever else they see they want, and they're going to let them keep it. That's what the boot... Well, that's what a lot of the boot camps are about. Not all the boot camps. No, they've got to brain drain all of your troops. And we'll get into that after the break. Mill around, discuss, and then let's come back after this little break. And let's get into some of those subjects. I will stand for interrogation. Well, I'll sit. She'll fall over. Let's take a break. Salut, and let's...
Thank you.
We'll go and we'll clean out the bugs and things, but it just requires that they come in and replace them, and that's dangerous. It's very much what I said over Ecker's property. You can move and you can try to hide, but when they are after you, when they really want to know what it is that we're saying, all they have to do, it's sort of like the Democratic headquarters break-in or the Republicans or whatever, whoever it was, they're all the same, you understand. The minute that you think you've got two parties, you better start forgetting it. They are exactly the same thing. But with us, for goodness sakes, you don't need to send those black helicopters shooting lasers all over the place all the time. We're not doing anything we wouldn't tell you. And I don't want to interfere with their surveillance. My best workers, my best teammates come from those surveillance crews. And that is the way I get my messages instantly to the top. When I'm really ticked off at them, I get Norma up at 2:30 in the morning if I need to go down and write on that computer because it goes immediately directly into Edwards Air Force Base. And the CIA picks it up. There are three or four. I don't know why they don't just work together. The only time that we're really ticked off is when, you know, the enemy gets in there and ruins a program after you've done 33 pages or something and then wipes it completely away. Well, we have alternative power to the machine now, and all that does is just ensure that it doesn't go down every time the electricity flickers. Mm. But that's all you have going on in here. And David mentioned when he was here before, you know, you've got these pulse systems. Well, yes, we know that. We've learned to love them. As a matter of fact, they don't bother. And when you keep your energy level up, you can counter those. And being around here all of the time, you learn to automatically call in the light, and you will just hear this balancing going on. And after a while, you unconsciously do that. And sometimes you will consciously pay attention as your brain does that. And you'll hear them just knocking one after another out. And then there'll be total silence, and then they'll hit you with another one. Well, you've got the ground wave system on those humongous towers. anywhere from 150 to 300 miles apart. You have all of that alien listening device, the smaller grids that are every 50 miles going at a different speed. Then you've got all the cellular telephone towers producing exactly your brainwave. Everybody, like a fingerprint, has an individual brainwave frequency. But they can play in that range, and they can hit every one of you. This is for massive community mass control. And they're testing it. You're under that siege all the time. And this is why you will have ones going into a schoolyard and mowing down a bunch of kids. They don't know why they're doing it, but you're always going to find that they have been either in the service or they have been through some mind control program. And they are being absolutely told explicitly what to do. And if you're not on top of that, you'll be one of their tools. And as you recall, God said, you know, that many would come, but few would be chosen. Well, a lot are chosen or accepted, but most go away. They can't take it. They fall away because they get too smart. And I get it all the time. Well, I'll come over to your little meeting and then I'll set you straight. Well, forget it. We're not crooked. And you're welcome, anybody, to go set anybody straight that will listen to you. And I may not be straight, but I know exactly what's going to happen. And unfortunately for the massive numbers of humanity, those ones who think they know it all are going to get you. Because it's planned that way. And when you think you know enough to play with the devil, he'll get you from behind every time. Every time. And that's what happens to so many of these wonderful channels. Let's just play in this. I come in the light, and I'm a good guy. And I'm 64,000 years old, and I come from Assassinia, and I'm this, and I'm that, and the other. If they are not from God, they are your enemy. And they will wind you up and turn you loose and get you. And if you think you can play with the devil, and I am not joshing you, I'll just call him the devil because that's what you guys call him. You are incorrect. He'll get you. Because he's playing to the ego. And it's already the ego. I know everything to get you. Because you don't hear, you don't listen. You're so busy telling everybody what you know that you don't listen. It's a time for hearing. And if you're very quiet, all you're going to hear now are those tones. People are going to the doctor in droves. I have this ring in my ear and I can't get rid of it. And he'll give you something for tinnitus. Oh, absolutely. It's there. You're going to have to tend it from within. And it is for crowd control. You're going to have riots. They are setting them up. You can just every day they move closer in that O.J. Simpson trial. You're going to have to face the fact that of all of the races that are hated by the Jewish or this, what can we call them? The parasites. I have really petitioned. Tell me what to call them.
But you can't repeat it. Just call them Khazars. Excremental.
Well, I lose precious people because they cannot stand my attacking the Jews. They don't understand they are not the Jews I'm attacking. They are the first sacrifice because that was what was chosen. And they had the racial, if you will, characteristics. Well, now I want everybody to notice what is happening right now in these few days. Some of these Jewish High IQ people have written that whites are so much smarter than the blacks, genetically. Now that's coming out to be a great big quarrel. I believe there was a quarrel going on about that book last night. And the authors of that book are ones of a high society, sort of like Minza, and they have done these studies. Well, I want to tell you that the shrewdest, most clever thinkers on your globe are the Jewish people. Now, do they consider themselves black people? People of color? No, sir. But they consider themselves a race. They demand to be considered a race. Well, we thought you were religion. Oh, well, we're a religion. Well, if you are a race and you are white, who is Whoopi Goldberg? Well, she is a Jew. Well, who is Roseanne Barr then? Well, she's a Jew. So everyone that joins this Jewish clan, this Khazarian clan, become the pushers of immorality. I'm sorry. I did not make it up. I am not bigoted. That's the way it is. This is where your immorality begins and grows. Because in, quote, the Christian order, it isn't advocated that these kind of activities be experienced. Do I say that it is wrong? Yes. And I will not quote the Bible to prove my point. You know within that it's incorrect. It is unnatural, some of the acts that they profess to want equality. Do I say you have no right to participate? Nope. So what I say, everybody to their own thing. But you'll answer for that one day. And if that's the right thing to do, won't it be good? But do you see goodness coming out of it? You see a moral decay of your entire world population. You see yourselves being thrust into a lifestyle that brings disease and error. And because it's error of intentional nature, we have to call it evil simply by the classification or the meaning of the word. So one say, well, you're going to make enemies. I've got enemies. I'm trying to find my friends because we have a big job to do. We have a big mission. And maybe there won't be more than 250 of us that make it away off of here. But I think that quite a few in this room plan to be with me. And you can jolly well change your nation. Because once you have uncovered their secrets, what are they going to do? They're going to try to mesmerize you through these brain waves. They plan to depopulate the globe down to, well, they will settle now for 1.5 billion. The planet itself was made in balanced, creative harmony to easily serve 500 million people. And they will tell you you've got 5-something billion. You have almost 7 billion people now. So depopulation will take place. It is in their plan. God does not need a plan that destroys that many billions of entities. But you also have to understand something else. Souled energies are not nearly so prevalent. And soul energy of goodness can be bred out of a civilization. And you've damn near done it. So ones who come and threaten me, well, buddy, you play by my game or I'm going to go. I just bid you farewell. This is not a men's organization. You don't sign up on the rolls. We are trying to present the truth enough that mankind can make some kind of reasonable choice about his infinite journey. He's forgotten he has a choice. And, of course, evil always plays to the fleshly senses. And you can track every one of these stupid statements like, have a nice day with a smiling face, right back to the Jewish merchants. It's a sales tool. Intermarriage. Read the Protocols of Zion over and over until you've memorized them. They have accomplished what they set out to accomplish, and they plan to have it in operation, fully operational. You in control by year 2000. So God's got to pull forth his own plan 2000. And one say, well, do we have time? What else do you have? With knowledge, you have plenty of time. And if it all comes to naught, guess what? In that final meeting place up yonder, in old St. Peter, and old Pete says, well, what did you do? Well, this afternoon when you blew me up, I was working for God. Fine, come on in. That's your ticket. What else are you going to do better? I don't ask you to go out there and sacrifice anything. This is no sacrifice. People genuinely working for God are not bored. Well, there ain't no way you could be bored. But you are busy. And it is exciting, and I don't see how you could consider it any other way. If they're shooting laser beams at your back window while you're trying to type, you know, you're going like this all the time. It's interesting. But more than that, you are getting aligned with your service, with your purpose. There are a lot of your brothers here. I don't mean in this room, but there are several million of your Pleiadian brothers walking around among you. And some of them have to hear that it's time, you know, to begin to make these connections. And that was the purpose of the writings in the first place, was to send out the words that we're ready and we're going to make some entrance. And we're trying to get our team members rallied back around. And, of course, they're going to try to call you a cult and everything else. But then when they come, there isn't anything here. So it kind of falls on its face. Now, I was asked some questions that I want to answer over the last few days. Always with this bunch around here, there is a tremendous interest in... There is a very large interest in gold and what it's doing, simply because that is the collateral that serves to shelter the notes that allow us to keep putting out a paper, whatever needs to be done, keep the form going. And I want to get to that, too. I'm going to interrupt, in fact. The government has now put together great humongous forms for the farms, so they can check on your income and control you the rest of the way. And they're doing it through very softly telling you, well, we can offer insurance for just a little bitty premium if you fill out these forms. They want to know exactly what you're growing, how much you've grown, what you intend to grow, what the product is, etc. And they want all your receipts. They want all of your records. Every day and every way, they're closing down. Gold, before you're done, when you get into a collapse, they're going to come and they're going to confiscate. How do you know that? Because it is like sterilization. If they did it once, they will do it again. So I suggest you just keep your eyes open and keep doing what you're doing On the other hand, we talk about that price of gold going up and down when it was supposed to take off, and it's very volatile. Well, this is one commodity that can be played with. It is also another commodity that you in this room, save one, have no notion how much there is of it. So it has to be controlled. You have no notion how much there is of it. And basically how much of it is yours for God's work, guarded by the serpent people. Now, ain't that? Well, anyway, the bigger question is, well, is it going to go up? Is it going to fall out? I would suspect that by the end of February, it's going to be over 400.
Eureka.
So I believe that just hang on where you can. If it becomes necessary to sell some of that, sell it. But this is very definitely the time for investing. And it may drop again. But this is a particular question that was asked of me. And I believe that it will probably go to 420 EJ by the end of February. And then it very likely will go right on up. On the other hand, Mr. Greenspan is having a spasm. They managed to raise interest rates to get those derivatives to wipe out your nation. And he was not able to push it up to 11%, but he may well do it now. When they couldn't do it before Christmas, okay, by the first, right after the first of the year, we'll push it right on up to 11 or 12, just like they did in Australia and New Zealand. Keep your eyes open internationally to what they're doing. That is the reason for the fall. You see, that investment, and then raise interest rates, and it'll wipe out county after county after state. And you are in collapse now. You've been in bankruptcy since 1933. So that's nothing new. But they're foreclosing on you now. And you have to understand that they control gold, they control diamonds, they control currency, they control everything. And God Love Japan is the fly in your ointment. They cannot really control the Japanese people. Hallelujah, brother. They're smarter. No offense to you nice Americans. They are smarter. And yet their leaders have joined that trilateral commission. And they all work the same way. And that's why, and I'm sorry to say this, this is why they will do everything they can to take Japan out. And they will do it through earthquakes. And I have said it before, and I will repeat it. If they take Japan out by earthquake in 20 minutes, you can expect the west coast of California to go. And with that in mind, Ed, would you please see what Commander Soltec is offering us. Soltec is my co-commander, if you will. And he writes directly because Ed won't listen and he's busy with the paper. He writes with Cali in Arizona. And we just have to suffer through this with you receivers. You hear and you know and you will not own up that you know. And so we just have to just hang in there, too.
before I read Commander Soltec's writing, which just arrived a little while ago, I'd like to start, if you didn't already cover this, Commander, for the listening audience who doesn't necessarily see the newspaper, I'd like to read the three paragraphs of very good instructions you gave earlier in the week for people who are being influenced by pulse beams. Dietary.
No, I did not cover it.
Okay, would you mind if I read it first?
I would be happy for you to.
Okay, on Thursday, January 12, because so many of us were being pulsed right and left, whether it was the last paper or just ongoing, number of us were being highly affected. I was, aside from the usual telephone and power line stuff, they stopped my heart several times, and of course Commander's crew comes and starts it up again.
It's hard on you, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's annoying. You know, they bring square wave pulses in on the power line, which any of you can pick up on the radio. If you have a cheap AM radio, tune it off of a strong station and just listen, and you'll hear something that sounds like a woodpecker on coming over the radio, and that will be square wave pulses. And they will wake you right up from sleep if you're trying to sleep at the time. And then if you go and call the power company and complain, as soon as the ones tapping the phones hear you're complaining, they shut the pulses off so that the power company doesn't find the bugs or whatever they're using to create the pulses.
Well, I'm going to interrupt Dr. Young's interruption. I want you who don't know who he is to know who he is. And I know that around in this, all of the ones that go forth out there unto the world and make their little statements, don't believe it. Just don't believe the garbage that comes about this place. Except, always recognize that if there is garbage being thrust out there, there is a reason something is really going on. Now, Dr. Young is a physicist. He has... Well, he could be in Mensa, except he's too smart.
That's right.
But he's a scientist. He works with, hold your breath, Nikola Tesla and Walter Russell. They come and work with him. Now, that's good. They also worked with the Russians, and they ended up with particle beams and cosmospheres. So you don't need to worry about constructing little free energy devices. They've been constructed. And if you think you're going to go out and save the world with free energy, forget it, you won't. It's out there and you can't have it. Your world is run on oil. That's where the wealth is presented. He who controls energy controls the world at this point. And we know who controls that, don't we? Well, Dr. Young is not here really to edit a paper. But until we get the word out there, that's what he's going to have to do. And that's what he's talking about. And I have to tell you that some of you have literally had cardiac arrest so many times that it gets to be funny. Not to you, but you get over on that other side, and we literally do lose some because I am not going to go through that one more time. I'm going to stay right here, and I'm not going back down there. And this is where Ed is right now. The last time he said, I'm not going to go back down there. And we have to go through all our, you know, our act. And, well, just go ahead, let the world go. You know, the Jewish guilt trip. It works. It works every time. So anyway, at this point, Ed is the one who is most familiar. And he was really being hit. And... These waves, you see, when the wind is not blowing, we put you in a sheltered place. All those windmills over there cause so much electrical havoc that it's hard to keep those waves, those beams, from being scrambled. And that helps you. On the other hand, with these ground waves that are coming through now, it doesn't help as much. And when you have a nice soft snowstorm and there is no wind, there's nothing to stop them. And they had it on full blast. And I'm telling you, I thought that they'd kill over a cookie from time to time when the pressure would really get heavy on you. So you must be aware of that, and this is what he's talking about. You know, this was running a shuttle trip back and forth between craft and there. So this is what he's talking about, how to counter these on a very physical basis. So go ahead. I wanted to introduce you.
Well, I'm going to interrupt your interruption of me for a second then.
For goodness sake.
Tell on myself, because something funny happened a little earlier today while Callie and I were working on Soltec's writing. I was sitting there and I noticed the clock and I could see I wasn't going to make it here by the time the meeting began, and I thought, I said to Callie, well, I guess my Indian name is late for the meeting, and which happens more often than not. And no sooner had I said that than Callie heard in her head, like hell, it's late for this planet. And what you just said is absolutely correct, and it goes all the way back to what I'm going to tell a story. When I was born, my mother was in labor for 3 days, which I didn't know about until a psychic friend brought it to my attention that I refused to come here. And there was an argument going on for 3 days to get me to come down here. So Commander's absolutely right what he just said. I'm sure the argument continued the other day.
Well, he's worked
been going on a long time.
Stanford and Digital and all of the wonderful places, and he's the only one that I ever witnessed that never met any of their requirements at all. He never met his time schedule. He worked nights while everybody else worked days, and he still does. And so far, he's winning.
It's a moot point at this point. Okay, well, Commander wrote a very elegant 3-page prescription for anybody who would like to have some help encountering the pulse beams, whether they're going here locally or all across the country, which they are. By the way, the phone companies and the power companies, if you call them, and this is more for our tape audience than locally, if you call them complaining about a problem, the first thing they will do is try to tell you that you're nuts, that you're not hearing or seeing or experiencing what you are, because in point of fact, the problems that the power companies and the phone companies and the cellular phone companies and the radio stations and the TV stations and the satellite downlinks are experiencing are so widespread, they're afraid of them, and they don't, to some extent, until you get high enough up in the hierarchy, they don't even know what's going on. So they tried, the sweet young lady who is head of electromagnetic interference for Southern California Edison the other day, while I was playing this on the phone for her, was trying to tell me I was just listening to a woodpecker on my radio. And I says, well, you're closer than you think, lady. But it's not that. So if she could say that with a straight face, then heaven help anybody who's just trying to explain a problem who doesn't have the technical ammunition to realize the lady was nuts. So anyway, with that, Commander wrote on Thursday, he said the following. Everyone here is feeling the effects of pulse bombardment. Yes, indeed, they are hitting hard now. They have had to double up on the frequency changes to manipulate the weather patterns, so you're stuck with it. If you are doing all the things I've suggested on an ongoing basis, I suggest you increase the guaiolite by at least 2 servings a day and increase the vinegar, the Cargassic tea vinegar, by 2 to 3 tablespoons a day. It is very high frequency on its own, but it also has Dreas, so should have the high frequency which will meet the need and will also counter, that is, pick up the same frequencies as in the local atmosphere, pretty much negating their effect. Also, if you are still feeling nervous or jittery, especially inwardly, take increased supplements of magnesium, zinc, and calcium in proper ratio for proper utilization, and eat a couple of bananas a day for the added natural potassium. This should help clear the thinking. If you have some lecithin, take at least a double or triple supplement. Give it a bit of time to work, and if you have a Dharma relaxation tape, go listen through it a couple to three times to get your own defenses connected to light frequency. This is going to get worse and worse, nice friends. They are after you. Please note the full-bore Holocaust push these days. The parasites are holding on for dear life. They had planned another first attack on the Russias, but you can see that the distractors of encounters here and there have not worked, and the military is simply getting furious with their leaders. That's our prescription. Now, before I read Tonios's Soltec's writing, I have a real brief note here we got this week from a contact reader. We'll just call him John. And it was so nice, and it leads into Soltec's writing today that I thought I'd read it. Rick just put it in my box. It says, "Dear contact workers, I want to thank you for your great efforts. I began reading Contact almost 3 years ago and have gradually come to know that you speak truth. You have opened a new world for me and have enabled me to look deeper into all of life's presentations before me. I know now that we have no freedom unless we are going to assume the responsibility for that freedom. It reminds me of a quote I heard. Truth is light, but in a world of ignorance, it takes time for us to adjust our eyes. Contact, you are that light. God bless you, John." Very nice. Now, I've never heard that quote. I've never heard that quote before. Truth is light, and it takes a while to adjust your eyes. So here's Soltec. "Good morning, Tonio Soltec present. I come in the radiant light of Holy God. In times of change, there are many perceived uncertainties which cause those without knowledge to react and live in a state of fear. Fear, in turn, creates precisely that which you are attempting to flee from. For fear is an energy which creates in exactly the same manner as does faith. Actually, upon your planet, fear is a much more powerful energy because of the massive negative influence present. In other words, it takes much less fear to manifest from what you refer to as the etheric domain to what you perceive as physical than it does faith. Look within yourselves. Is it not easier for you to believe that something bad will happen than it is to believe that something good will happen? Why do you suppose that this is the case? Both ends of the spectrum are equally as powerful. Yet you will find that on your world, more conscious energy is expended toward what you call the negative. Therefore, you receive exactly what you fear the most. Thought energy is quite a tricky little thing, because not only are you ones dealing with the logical thought processes, but there is that little pesky thing called the ego, which has a definite and very real effect upon your thoughts. The third dimensional human ego is your own greatest personal adversary that you shall ever have to deal with. The ego is an absolute necessity for physical existence, but it can also be your greatest albatross as well. The ego is where the fight or flight response resides. It is what tells you to get out of the middle of the road when a large cement truck is bearing down upon you. It is also what tells you to hit back when you are hit. It is present within you for one purpose and one purpose alone, to preserve your physical life. That is all that it is supposed to do. The problem is that the ego also perceives many other things as threats to the continuation of physical existence. Let me give you a very simple scenario. John Doe is employed by XYZ Corporation. XYZ Corporation is in the same situation in which most businesses today find themselves, downsizing due to the poor state of the economy that your government puppets say is doing just fine. John Doe hears that there will be a 20% reduction in the workforce of his department, and this begins to create a state of concern within him. Concern becomes worry, worry becomes fear. Why? Quite simply, the ego has determined that if John Doe is part of the 20% reduction and becomes unemployed, he will lose his ability to earn money, which could result in his losing his home, his possessions, the ability to purchase food and shelter. If he cannot purchase food and shelter, then there's a great possibility that he will cease to exist physically. Do you see how it works? Now, all these thoughts take place before John Doe.
Thank you. Let's turn the tape.